Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. Mid-April, it's time to get serious about planting directly in the ground with the cool weather crops and starting those warmer weather crops indoors. So around mid-April, I'll put some peas in that warmed soil in the ground and some kale and lettuce. Hopefully, if I get them started well, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, that sort of thing. I'll be starting seeds, planting seeds of some of those carrots, parsnips now. The peas I will sometimes, I've done it both ways. I've soaked peas ahead of time and planted them direct, just dry and from the packet. I haven't seen much difference in how quickly they sprout. You know, it's a day or two, and there really isn't any difference by the time they get to flowering and harvesting. Tomatoes indoors, they aren't going to be ready to go into my greenhouse because it isn't warm enough, but they will be getting bigger. I'll probably be having to move them up into larger pots in the house under the lights. I will also be close to starting the things that needed warmer conditions, which are cucumbers, zucchini, other squash that would not go into the greenhouse until early to mid-May. We don't want to start too soon. If we start too soon, the tomatoes, they're tolerant of that. We can move them into bigger pots, no problem. They're tough. But the cucumbers and zucchinis do not like being started too soon. They very quickly can get pot-bound in a small pot. I've seen them in a 4-inch pot, zucchinis with flowers on them, and their roots are just packed in there. They're going to be stunted. So even if you try to put them in the ground at that point, you're better off starting some new ones. So don't start some of these things early. Again, the seed packets should tell you how many weeks ahead of transplanting time you should plant them. So take advantage of that and look at your own records and look at how your greenhouse or outdoor soil is warming up. We're playing a game, and you know, Mother Nature is throwing the curveballs at us always. So it's an ongoing challenge to figure out when to plant, the best time to plant. As a gardener, I'm killing plants all the time. If you're not killing plants, you're not a gardener. I'm trying stuff. Yeah, I would love to grow some ripe muskmelons. I've kind of given up on that one. Watermelons, yeah, I'm not gonna bother. But sweet corn, I have grown it outdoors successfully and unsuccessfully. I've grown it inside a greenhouse. I will at least try some of that this year. Does it make me feel bad? Sort of. Shucks, I don't look forward to something that much that it breaks my heart. Now, with some more expensive trees or shrubs, some of those may hurt the pocketbook, certainly. So some of that tells me, assuming I kept records of variety and where I planted it and how and when I planted it, am I going to try it again next year, maybe, and do something different in the hopes of having some success? And when I do, I will share the good news. And when I don't, I will share the bad news. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.